What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the longest reigning WWE pay-per-view champion, heading into the Elimination Chamber, the champion, and retaining it. I'm the Hakamadi Antsi. I'm joined by my Hakamadi aunt and my good friend and co-host. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name's Christian, co-host on the Pro Wrestling Podcast. We're doing Monday Night Raw now. I
Yes.
thought Monday Night Raw was worse. I want CM Punk on TV so bad.
I know. I'm rewatching a little plug for myself. We're me and I are rewatching all the old WrestleManias, and we're on WrestleMania 29, where we just finished it, and we just watched CM Punk versus The Undertaker. And I thought that was a really good match. I hadn't seen it
Yeah, you
since.
covered a lot of my favorite WrestleManias. I was listening.
Yeah, I'm covering them all. So I've got WrestleMania 1 through. So right now I'll be dropping 24 probably tomorrow. And then where'd he go? Christian is gone. He will probably be back. And this is why. So Christian will probably be back. Yes, here he is. Here we go. All right. And look at our wall.
We're probably gonna finish 30 tonight.
Oh, that's the plan. That's what you want to do.
No, I'm just, well,
Oh,
my
you're
bad. I
tonight and
accidentally left
tomorrow.
the Zoom link.
That's all right. We kept it going. I just noticed my wall. But yeah, we're gonna be dropping 24 soon. 25, we're getting there. So I do miss CM Punk. He definitely brings, and just the enormous amount of like sort of like
He's the goat.
energy and like push and hype they had behind him. And now it's like for what? But this Raw was live in Anaheim, California on February 19th, 2024, just down the road from Disney World. Fun stuff. And our first match of the night, we have the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, taking on Drew McIntyre. And Drew McIntyre last week attacked Cody Rhodes after his match with
Gee, these two
Shinsuke.
have never fought before.
Yes. But I will say this was a good match, though. We saw a lot of times where false finishes, we saw Drew hit. I'm sorry, Cody nails a pedigree, but then Drew hits a Glasgow kiss. We see a future shock DDT to get a two count. Cody nails a top rope Cody cutter to get a two, but then Jimmy Uso runs out, solo hits Cody with a Samoan spike, and Drew McIntyre nails a Claymore to get the victory, of course, with help from Solo and Jimmy. What'd you think about this match and Jimmy and Solo getting involved here? I mean, this is normal bloodline stuff, but they're normally on SmackDown, so what'd you think of this?
I mean, yeah, that I as soon as they came out, I knew somebody was interfering in the main event. I knew it.
Yep, you said it in your tweets. I saw where I think it was once Jimmy, you said something
I
along.
knew it was gonna happen right away.
Yeah,
That was Drew versus Cody.
that was Drew
There's
versus
no
Cody.
way they were gonna bring him there to fucking not have him do anything. I mean, he's literally in the main event fighting the championship. That's what I'm talking about. They finally started building that match. How long have I said I wanted that fucking match built? I said, when are they gonna start building Jimmy versus Jay? When are they gonna start building versus Jimmy versus Jay? Boom. They do it at the Rumble. And then we haven't seen it since. So I'm just happy now we're seeing it.
Yeah, I was going to mention that later too, that I think that these are the beginning seeds of Jimmy versus Jay at Mania. And I'm excited to see that because these two guys have, I think it's smart that they gave them a year to show what they can do.
Right.
Because now it's like, okay, we're going to find out which brother really is the best. Jimmy's done his own thing. To me, honestly, I hate to say this, Jay has been booked better than Jimmy has,
Oh, absolutely.
but we'll see how it goes down. We then see Seth Rollins. He shows up while Cody's in the doctor's office, and Seth just sort of pats him on the back. Not doctor's office, but doctor's training room. So Seth was supposed to have Cody's back, but he didn't there. Interesting stuff. We then get the women's battle royal, where the winner of this match will be the final participant in the women's elimination chamber. And Raquel Rodriguez shows up. She comes back. I was excited to
Oh
see.
my God, don't get me fucking started on this. I was so pissed.
I know, I know. And I kind of had a feeling. I said to Ian, I was
You
like,
see my
well,
tweet after this match? Hold up, let me
think so.
Let me put my face back
not,
up.
I don't think
I was not happy. Happy. Do you see my tweet? Holy shit.
I saw you weren't happy, but I knew I said to Ant was like, who do you think is gonna win? I was like, well, I feel like it's gonna be probably someone who's not even in the match. And then Raquel came out and I was like, yeah, she's probably gonna win this. And she did win. So tell me why you were upset with Raquel being the last woman in the match.
First off, not teasing the fact that you're going to add Chelsea Green in the match and don't add Chelsea Green in the match, when she's better than all of them, pisses me the fuck off. Second, I mean, I'm not a fan of Indy Hartwell, but come on, give the girl a fucking something in her fucking country. You could have done so many things, but you decided to. I like Raquel, but she hasn't done anything. She literally just came in and fucking for what? Bullshit. Bullshit. I thought Chelsea Green should have won the match. She's been doing very well of what she's been given with her role. It hasn't been much. And all of a sudden, Raquel could come back, comes back from this fucking skin disease, and all of a sudden, she gets to be in the Elimination Chamber match. That's bullshit. She hasn't
done
bullshit.
I like that. I did tweet out before the match that I did think it was either going to be Chelsea or Shayna.
Of course, it was horseshit.
But listen, I do like Raquel, and I'd rather see her than Zoe Stark. No offense, Zoe.
Me too, but...
But I do agree, Indy Hartwell could have been utilized, but again, Christian, they haven't utilized her, so if they did just plant her in there, everybody would know it would just be because they're in Australia, and I feel like WWE already is being looked
and
at.
And she would have been the first out, too.
Probably. We then get our sit-down interview between the World Women's Champion Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax, and it was kind of underwhelming. They pretty much said the same shit. Nia just says she's gonna dominate. Rhea says she's gonna, you know, beat Nia. Really nothing much to add to this, but are you excited about this match? Any more excited?
Say that again? Am I excited for the Rhea-Nia match?
Yeah, after the promo.
I mean, they're both from Australia. They're both going to get good pops. It's going to be a great match, but I'm not too mad about it, actually. This is going to be a good match. Nia Jax has I hated this bitch when she came back. Mm-hmm. I never was a fan of Nia Jax when I was a teenager. You got like mm-hmm. when Nia Jax was coming up, I was in like early high school. Me and my friends hated that bitch. You know what? She looks good too now. I think she's doing great work on the mic. Nia Jax feels very real when she talks. Like when she talks, I'm like, I actually listen to Nia Jax when she talks. Like she gives me like, she's one of those people that, I don't know, like obviously these wrestlers are actors. Like she's not a bitch in real life. Like I've heard she's a very nice lady, but like she plays that she's just such a bitch, and it's just one of the things where like she's such a bitch where like I'm gonna listen to what she has to say because she sells me, like she sells me on being a bitch.
Yeah,
like I don't know, she Nia Jax has impressed me a lot since she's come back. So
I am a big Nia Jax fan. I always have been. I think that this has been making her look undeniably strong. We've seen Nia be the joke, her my butthole and all that shit. And it's like when you have a heavier girl, they end up usually being the butt of it. No pun intended. With this, I do think she's looking like a strong contender for the title, and there's no jokes about her. She beat Becky Lynch. She's just been dominant lately. So I agree. I think Nia Jax definitely has been looking and doing pretty good. Let's talk about this promo. I didn't really care. R-Truth gives a promo with Jackie Edmond. They're walking in the rain, and he's basically just talking about Judgment Day. I know you're a big R-Truth fan. Thoughts?
This was okay. He's kind of slowing down. Kind of the whole thing's kind of dying, but I don't mind it. Like I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping
they're gonna get him in the Miz.
Yeah, they're gonna definitely compete for the tag titles, which I think is bullshit. I think Damian Priest deserves to be in a singles match. I'm over that. This is kind of interesting. I'm not a big UFC guy, so I didn't really know this, but
oh, this was fucking great.
Michael Chandler calls out Conor McGregor. I know Conor McGregor. He calls him out for a fight at UFC. Again, I'm not a UFC person, so to me, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, good.
I heard about this weeks ago that
This
this
was great. I loved it.
I mean, you can, I mean, what is there? These are two names that never fought each
His
other.
name's Michael Chandler, UFC fighter. Him and McGregor were coaches on The Ultimate Fighter. And McGregor has been talking so much shit online, but they don't know what weight class they want to do it in. But we haven't heard McGregor. Dana White won't, like, we're just waiting for McGregor's response. So, like, McGregor's kind of being a little bitch.
Okay, so this is like we're starting to see the inter-promotional stuff between UFC
Yeah,
and
especially when they
WWE.
do, because they're doing a sometime they're doing a show where UFC's in the same arena the next day, so like they're all gonna be TKO's gonna be under the same in the same city
And
that
they've
all
done this
year.
for years, like back when ECW in 97, when they had ECW invade Raw and they had them, like, like you do business with other companies, you that's what it's supposed to be. And that's good. I mean, it does make fans like me who don't know interested, because when I know Conor McGregor, I know he's a big shit talker, I know he's Irish, I know all that shit. But I didn't know this Michael Chandler, so interesting. Let's talk about our next match. We have the Judgment Day defeating the team of The Miz, R-Truth, and DIY. After Damian Priest hits R-Truth the South of Heaven. That was it for that. It was just the Judgment Day being like staying on top. Damian Priest and Finn Balor have business at Elimination Chamber against Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. But aside from that, it was just Judgment Day being dominant, which they need to be because lately they've been a joke lately, right?
Yeah.
Next, we see Sami Zayn, another backstage interview. Sami says, I have to hit pause on this obsession with Drew McIntyre. There's a path, and I have to see it when it comes my way. So he wants to get to WrestleMania, but he doesn't think that Drew McIntyre is that way. And I think so too. I have a feeling Sami is going to turn heel. This, there's just like, it's just weird. Like, Sami's not getting a lot of play lately. And I don't know. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't think, like, he's in the bag. I'm trying to fight. I'm trying to be all this. It's just like, yeah, but you keep losing. So that's my take. Next, the man Becky Lynch comes out. Becky says, in 5 days, for the first time ever, I will step foot in the Elimination Chamber with the need to win it. Rhea Ripley and I have been dancing around each other. We will inevitably collide. Rhea has been propped up by the Band of Merry Men. And then there's me. I'm the best I've ever been. On the flip side, so is everyone else. I will step in Elimination Chamber with five of the most promising stars. I have beaten most of them, but not in the chamber match. That's when Liv Morgan comes out. Liv says, you want to prove you're the best. I don't care about that. It's about my redemption and my life. Rhea and I used to be partners until she turned on me. She cost me 6 months of my career, and I was the last person to beat Rhea. Then Raquel comes out. Raquel says, after Chamber, it could be Nia Jax, and I'm the only one big and strong enough to beat her. Naomi comes out. Naomi says, I've made a name for myself already. I'm here to climb back to the top. Tiffany Stratton comes out. Stratton says, you left on an empty space, and I'm the center of the universe. Nobody cares about the past, and that is all I see in the ring. Then Bianca comes out. Bianca says, you're new around here on the EST. And basically all the girls fight until Nia Jax comes out and destroys all the women involved in the chamber match. This made Nia Jax look really strong and good. What were your thoughts on this promo? They had to do it. They do it all
This
the
was
time.
good. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Nia Jax is improving. There's nothing much here to say,
Yeah.
really.
It made her look really good, Nia Jax, to
It did
destroy
make her look
all the
really good.
competitors. It made her look good. Next, we see Chad Gable defeating Ivar, making him tap out to the ankle lock. Decent match here, but we've seen this so many times before. Really
Yep.
nothing worth talking about. But I would like to see Chad Gable get a title run eventually. Next, we have our main event, the Intercontinental Champion Gunther defeats Jey Uso, and there were many times in this match that I thought Jey was going to get the win until Jimmy Uso comes out. he rings the bell after Jay lands an Uso splash. And then Jimmy lands a super kick. Or I'm sorry, Jay lands a super kick and a dive to Jimmy. And then Gunther rolls up Jay to get the victory. After Jimmy attacks Jay Uso and lands a super kick, Jimmy Uso standing tall over his brother Jay. You mentioned this earlier, seeds to a singles match between the two. What did you think of the final Raw leading up to Chamber and that last segment?
Final Raw was decent leading up to Chamber, considering a lot of the talent were leaving right after this fucking show. Nothing too much here for this episode of Monday Night Raw. We're slowly getting answers, slowly developing, you know, stories, things that are possibly going to make more sense heading into the big pay-per-view, WrestleMania. It's going to be interesting because I feel like more after Elimination Chamber, it's going to be more, I don't want to say interesting to watch, but okay, you know, Elimination Chamber's over, the pay-per-view's over. Now we can focus on our next pay-per-view's WrestleMania. We can focus on that, build up the matches, build up the stories. I'm hoping and expecting for you know, more of the build-ups to start at Elimination Chamber. I think the Monday after the Chamber, they mentioned the Chamber, what happens, boom, they're done, focus on WrestleMania. That's what I think needs to happen after the Chamber. But this was a good Raw before it. Nothing too crazy. You don't want to do nothing big yet. Maybe we'll get big stuff at the Chamber. I'm watching it. I'm off Saturday. I work Friday night till 10:30, so I'm going to get off work tomorrow night at 10:30, go to bed, wake up at 3, get ready for the pre-show, and I'm going to sidecast the stream or the show on my stream. So I'll watch it 4 a.m. Eastern. So it's going to be good. Just a little more. They need to start doing a little more after this pay-per-view WrestleMania-wise because they're doing it and they've started to do it, but I don't want this Elimination Chamber to just – I'm happy they're not focusing too much on the Chamber because the Chamber sucks. I never thought it should have been in February anyway. It's a good way to get
the new Chamber. Like, I hate how, like, they've changed. I get it, like, it hurts their bodies, but, like, the steel, like, the bottom looks different. But – yes, WrestleMania is coming up, so hopefully after Chamber, we're on the road to Mania, so more stuff will happen. We have our Elimination Chamber predictions coming out. There's also the Elimination Chamber press conference starting at 11 p.m. on Eastern Time on Peacock, so check that out. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.